Our World Cafe guest today is the guitarist and singer Bombino, who was born in Niger but had to flee the country twice due to political rebellions. His new record, aptly named Nomad, was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys and recorded in Nashville. This summer, Bombino toured the U.S. and played major music festivals, including Bonnaroo and the Newport Folk Festival. He speaks French, and his manager joins us to interpret. I began by asking him what it was like to play to large crowds here in the West, most of whom were unfamiliar with his music and what the songs were about.
No, pour moi, bien sûr, au début, c'est bon. Au début, pour moi, c'est très difficile parce que, bon,
It's really a big experience for me, this whole touring lifestyle, touring internationally. Spent many, many years of my career just playing locally in Niger in front of people that got to know my music and knew it very well and could understand exactly what I was saying and where it was coming from, put it in context. And now this is an entirely new experience, a bigger experience, a harder experience. It was very, very difficult in the beginning, in the first year or so of touring around, to really understand how to connect with people, what things worked and what things didn't work in the different parts of the world. But it's this kind of exchange and gaining experience with it that I find to be so important. You don't need to understand one another to really understand each other. It's an energy that can be transmitted.
I'm interested about some of the things you discovered that ended up working in the West. Things you figured out that worked here. Contrary wise, some of the things you would do in Africa that just didn't go over here at all.
Personnellement, il y a pas des trucs que je fais là-bas ou que je fais pas ici, parce que
so the only
pour moi, c'est le juste,
major difference between oui, playing oui. in front of an audience in Africa and playing in front of the audiences here or in Europe is really that the audience in Africa is not just familiar with my material, but they're also familiar with the whole repertoire of traditional music. So in Africa, often people will request songs that people will be shouting out the different songs they want me to play, and they'll direct the set list. They'll direct how things are going to go on stage. Whereas here, you know, of course, people don't know the material to the same extent. Certainly in the beginning, they didn't know any of my material. Now they know some of it, and the people that come to see me. But it's not often the case that there will be that kind of dialogue between us, the musicians, and the audience.
Well, let's hear some of that material. Bombino is our guest today, and you've got to start with a performance of Ama Dineen.
Thank you.
That is Ahmed Dineen, one you've heard us play a number of times on the World Cafe, and that is our guest today. Bambino on guitar, Musa is on the bass, and Muhammad on the drum kit today playing live for us. This new album, Nomad, was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. And before we talk about Dan, because I'd really love to find out about your how you hit it off with him and how you got to know him, you talked about the traditions of this music, but I'm wondering how you as a younger guy compares your music to, say, an older band like Tenorwen.
La comparaison, bien sûr, parce que vous savez, bon, tout a commencé à la base de ça, à la base de cette respiration qui est arrivée.
Tenorwen is a group that I have a huge amount of respect and admiration for. It's always really a great honor for me whenever we cross paths and get to play concerts together occasionally. That I have really just so much respect in my heart for that group. They were really the group that blazed the trail for me and for many in my generation that came after them to find an audience internationally. And they come from the same tradition, effectively. Tenorwen is from Mali and we're from Niger, which is to say pretty much the same thing, the same kind of environment, the same kind of customs, and the same kinds of music as well in regionally. We, of course, build off the same materials that they do. But the only difference that I find in my music is we use a full drum kit, which is something Tenorwen doesn't do. And that creates a different energy to the music. I think pushes it more into a rock and roll world. And this is just because, you know, we're coming from a place where there was wide open space. You can make as much noise as you want. And so we started banging away on drums and found that it worked very nicely. And so I think that's really where the biggest difference at least began.
Well, speaking of making a more rock sound, this new album, Nomad, was recorded in Nashville with Dan Auerbach. Your band and folks that he knew in the same studio, and I'm curious as to when you met him. Did he got a hold of your Agadez album?
Oui, bon, je pense que bon, on s'est pas rencontré, mais on a échangé. Je pense que tout à travers toi.
I actually didn't meet Dan until we got to his studio. It was all arranged beforehand by my manager and him. So my manager is much better situated to explain to you how that came about. But I believe he was a fan of my music for some time. And with the release of Agadez in 2011 and the touring that we were doing with that album, he realized that there was a possibility to connect and became interested in doing that. And so he reached out to my manager and they were in touch and to see what could work. Was there a time that we might be able to go to Nashville and make this happen? And things just came together like that. And we met in Nashville, and the first time I met him was in his studio on the first day of recording the album.
Wow. I'm curious as to how you communicated, because I know you speak, my understanding, at least four languages. And how was Dan's French? Was he did you communicate musically, or how did you talk?
Bon, en tout cas, lui, il parle pas français. Moi, je parle pas beau, je parle pas l'anglais, mais je comprends.
Dan doesn't speak any French, and I don't speak English. And so, for the most part, yes, you could say that it was a musical dialogue only, but, and I say this not to flatter him, but just honestly, that Dan is a very simple and straightforward person. It's not complicated, and it was very easy to communicate with him. Very easy to understand what he wanted and to express what I wanted. And so with just simple gestures and, you know, just body language and speaking through the music, we were able to communicate what we wanted out of each other. But of course, my manager was there for any verbal translations that were necessary.
The album seems like a true collaboration in that it's very, very respectful of the music, of your music. There's a lot of really kind of cool Western touches to it as well. Was it exciting when you heard some of the final product?
Oui, vous savez, bon, moi je pense que cet instrument ou cet ajout,
the best way to put it is that adding these kinds of instruments was in effect a way of actually liberating this music, opening it, expanding it. It's not because we don't enjoy hearing these different sounds and experimenting with them that you don't hear these kinds of things on desert music. It's because we don't have these materials around. We live where there's scarcely guitar strings available. So it's really always a challenge to get materials, just enough materials to play anything. And so imagine now that we find ourselves in Nashville with one of the world's greatest producers and in the one of the world's greatest studios with everything we could imagine at our disposal. So it was exciting for us to be able to experiment and see what could sound really good and push the music forward and open it up. So this was a very liberating kind of feeling for us. And it's actually like, this is the first record that I've done and that I know of where people at home have been able to just listen to it quietly themselves or very loud in public. Normally the records, the albums that me and my fellow musicians make, you have to play them at 100% volume when you're out in the desert. Otherwise nobody's going to hear it. But this album was so richly done, so well produced, you can actually listen to it at whatever volume you like, and enjoy it. And so it's done very well for me back home, and so I think the result is really great.
We're talking with Bombino about the album Nomad that was produced at Easy Eyes Studios in Nashville with Dan Auerbach. And there's one piece on here, Bombino, that I'd love to find out about. It's the one that finishes the album. It's a quieter tune called Tamiditin. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Tamiditin, tout simplement, en tamashek, c'est ma copine. Donc, vous savez,
the song Tamiditin is a love song. Tamiditin in our Tamashek language, it means my girl, my girlfriend, my wife, the same sense for all of these. And so it's a song that I wrote a while ago for my girlfriend, now wife. And it talks about the special relationship that can exist when there's true love. And often in Niger, they say it's not good to fall in love with a beautiful woman because everybody's in love with her, and you'll end up in a horrible competition with people, and the richest man will often win. And it's a little bit like that all over the world, but particularly in Niger, that you really would be well advised to stay away from the more beautiful women if you aren't a man of significant means. But this song is talking about a relationship that gets much deeper than that. when there really is a true love between people. And the meaning of the song is talking about how my feelings won't ever change no matter what happens. I could be out on tour for a year. I could have to be in exile again for years at a time. And no matter what happens in our lives, this love between us doesn't change.
This is To Meet a Teen. Thank you. Tamita Teen played live for us today by Bambino and his trio here on the World Cafe. And we are very happy to hear, Bambino, that you believe in true love. And congratulations. Wonderful, wonderful song. And congratulations on this album. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here today.
Merci.
Thank you very much.
Our guest today, Bambino from Niger. His new album is called Nomad. Our thanks to his manager for the translation today. We'll be back in a moment on the World Cafe.